Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Ramsey coming to you from Missouri. We're still studying about Israel and Israel's exclusive covenant with God. And we're today going to deal with a chapter on strangers in the Scriptures. Now, I explained in my Bible class here, and I've explained to you what I'm trying to do in this study is to give you the material and the arguments that you can use with people who have questions. And that's what happens when you begin to teach people the doctrine and the truth about Israel and God's relationship to them. They want to have questions answered about what happens to other people and what about the other races and what about this and that and the other. And some will object over various things. And in the Old Testament, there are scriptures that certainly look as if they are saying that non-Israelite strangers could become circumcised, keep the Passover, the laws of Moses, and thus become as one born in the land. This is a matter which is being questioned. And I want to show you that there are many words in the Old Testament for stranger, and those that deal with foreigners or other races were strongly condemned and told to stay away from the altar, the tabernacle, and any of the sacrifices. The immediate necessity is to look at the word stranger and similar words like foreigner, sojourner, and alien. In both the Hebrew of the Old Testament and the Greek of the New Testament, there are many different words loosely translated as strangers, foreigners, and servants, etc. And this is the problem. Our translators, this includes the NIV as well as the King James, have had no system of consistent rendering of any of these words. That there are strangers who are Israelites and strangers who are not Israelites is very obvious. In the Old Testament, there are eight words which are translated as strangers, strangers, foreigners, sojourners, or aliens, and some clarification is necessary. Without this clarification, we have translations which make the Bible appear contradictory and inconsistent. In the New Testament, there are 10 words which are variously translated so that it is clear that each word in the original has a different meaning. Some of the New Testament quotations are from Old Testament origins, and therefore they show a close alliance between the two languages. What are the different kinds of strangers? In the Old Testament, we have the Hebrew word ger, G-E-R. They can be Adamic Israel. The most commonly misunderstood word is ger, which is translated as strangers 86 times out of the 92 times it occurs in the Old Testament. The meaning of this word might be summarized as being an Israelite who lives apart from the main body of Israel, that is, living among or in the land of other races. The important fact is that this stranger is an Israelite by race. It is not hard to find instances where the translators have translated the same Hebrew word in the same context into two different English words. This makes immediate nonsense of those verses when taken as translated. Following are the main Hebrew words translated stranger, foreigner, sojourner, etc. The comments include a summation of the meaning of the key terms and the status of people covered by those terms in the eyes of the law. The summations are based on usage of the word in Scripture, as shown throughout this chapter. The words are Strong's H4033, Magwur, or M-A-G-U-W-R, from 1481 in the sense of lodging, a temporary abode, by extensions a permanent residence, dwelling, pilgrimage, where sojourn be a stranger. They can be Adamic Israel. For example, Genesis 17:8, the land wherein thou art a stranger. This is talking about Israel being a stranger in the land. It is used of places where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob dwelled in their travels or pilgrimage. We will use the term Israelite dweller among non-Israelites. Then we have a second word, H1616 in Strong's, ger, we mentioned before, Adamite Hebrew Israelite, a guest, by implication, a foreigner, alien, or sojourner. For example, Genesis 15:13, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs." This was talking about Abraham. A person of one's own blood or race who is visiting in the district and is not known to the residents of the area. Israelites who were not present at the covenant sanctification ceremony in Mount Sinai, such as the descendants of Judah's son Zerah. Moses named his son Gershom because he was visiting from Egypt and Canaan, as opposed to being an exile. The Jerim, G-E-R-I-M, have equal rights before the law and can accumulate wealth in Israel. We will use the term Israelite kinsman visitor to show the genetic connection. Another word in Strong's H2114 is zuwer, Z-U-W-R, used as a participle with the force of a noun or of another race, to turn aside, especially for lodging, hence to be a foreigner, strange, profane, specifically to commit adultery, come from another man, place, fanner, go away, strange, or strange woman. That's used many times. For example, Numbers 16:40, "No stranger which is not of the seed of Israel." The basic thought is of non-acquaintance and non-relatedness, a complete alien, no racial connection. In other contexts, one who is not an Israelite, a Shemite, or Hebrew. This person has no rights or protection under the law and will be killed on sight if found near the temple. We will use the term alien to Israel of another race of another race. Then we have in Strong's the word Nekar, N-E-K-A-R. It's number H5236. From 5234, foreign, or C-O-N-C-R, a foreigner, or an abstract heathendom, alien, strange, stranger, of another race. So there's another word that means of another race. For example, Genesis 17:12, "And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed, not of your own immediate family," refers to what is foreign to a family or a tribe or nation. Hence, the son of a stranger refers to the son of a foreigner, and these are half-caste Israelites. "Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree." In our context, we will use the term foreigner, put away gods, the foreigners of another race, which are in the midst of you. Means of another race. Here's another word which means another of another race. It's Nokri, N-O-K-R-I-Y, H5237 in Strong's. Strange in a variety of degrees and applications, foreign, non-relative, adulterous, different, wonderful, alien, foreigner, outlandish, stranger. For example, Judges 19:12, "And his master said unto him, We will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger, that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah." Compare with Ruth 2:10. "Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger, a foreign person, with respect to Boaz and his people, because Ruth had come from a different Israelite tribe." Similarly, a strange woman as opposed to one's wife is referred to as an adulteress. In our context, it describes one who is not of Israel, but is a Shemite, or Hebrew versus an alien, zuwer. Harlots in Israelite times were typically not Israelite women, but were quite similar in appearance because they were broadly related genetic line. Thus, it refers to Hebrew people with whom marriage is forbidden, Canaanites, Moabites, Ammonites, and whom Israelites were always led away to other gods. So these could have had Adamite traits, but they were not Israelites. Another word is Toshab, T-O-W-S-H-A-B. That's a Hebrew word. Adamite, Hebrew, or Israelite could be either one. a dweller but not outlandish, especially as distinguished from a native citizen and a temporary inmate or a mere lodger, resident, alien, foreigner, inhabitant, sojourner, stranger. So we would say they could be of Israelite blood or Adamic blood. For example, Leviticus 25:6, and the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee and for thy servant and for thy maid and for thy hired servant and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee. Compare 1 Kings 17:1 and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants, the Toshab of Gilead. The majority of the references are to a temporary landless wage earner, hence not naturalized. In our context, the lowest order and basically had no rights other than access to the cities of refuge. The children of the Toshab could be bought as perpetual servants without prospect of redemption and could not hold any position of authority. In our context, we will use the expression temporary resident, or they could be Adamite Israelite. Each of these terms apply their meanings according to their context and hence can be used of Israelites as well as other people. For example, Abraham described himself as a sojourner to the sons of Heth. However, our interest in is the use of these terms with reference to the status of non-Israelites within Israel. By way of example, let us look at one of the standard scriptures used by Universalists. In Exodus 12:19, 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your house, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger, a kinsman visitor, or born in the land. This verse makes perfect sense when we realize the stranger in this case is in fact an Israelite, but not one who was present in Mount Sinai at the time of the formal covenant ceremonies. Compare this with Exodus 12:43-49. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, this is the order of the Passover. There shall be no stranger. The AV text is deficient here. The Hebrew reads, no son of a stranger, but ben nekar, son of a foreigner, a half-caste, eat thereof. But every man's servant, bondservant, that is bought with money, when thou hast circumcised him, then he shall eat thereof. A foreigner, a foreign person, or a hired servant, a man at wages by the day of or the year, not the same as a bondservant, shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn, that is, a kinsman visitor, shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and unto the stranger, the kinsman visitor, that sojourneth among you. In the American version, or the authorized version, of this quotation, there are four categories of people mentioned in regard to the ordinance of the Passover, and it looks as if the stranger mentioned as forbidden at the beginning of the verse is suddenly allowed to partake at the end of the verses. However, the translations do not reveal that there is a fifth category, the kinsman visitor, who is the one allowed to partake if the males of his family are circumcised. Let us look at some of the variations in the English translations of these verses. The NIV calls the first stranger an alien, and the second one a temporary resident, which is not correct. The half-caste is not an alien, and the kinsman visitor is not the same as an alien who is temporarily living in the country. The Revised Standard Version calls the first a foreigner and the second a stranger. The first one is wrong, and the second one is only partly right. The kinsman visitor is a stranger, but it does not reveal the racial connection that is present in the Hebrew word. The Living Bible actually calls the second pair of strangers foreigners, which is so far off the mark that it is completely misleading. The sincerity of the translators is not the issue here, but there are important implications for how we view the New Testament verses on similar subjects. In the New Testament, we will have pilgrims and strangers, aliens, and foreigners. We have been taught or have presumed certain things about these words, but the right teachings are in fact the same as are presented in the Old Testament. The New Testament is based on the Old Testament and is written in the Old Testament. If certain of the strangers in the Old Testament were Israelites by race, might not certain of these strangers still be Israelites by race in the New Testament?